Blog Talk Radio.
This is Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is the show, Get the Answers to Life's Questions, a show that was developed so that you would have a place to go to get the answers that you for the questions that you have about your life, the answers that come from your guidance instead of from your own mind, so you can be sure that the answers are providing you with what is for your highest good, because that's what life is all about. Figuring out what is for your highest good, not what is going to satisfy the fear in your brain. So if you have questions, feel free to give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. And today's show is about lack. And lack is one of those issues that shows up in so many different aspects of our lives. Most of the time when you hear the word lack, the first thing that comes to your mind is money. Because so often in our society, we are taught that we lack money. We just don't have enough. It's just not possible for us to have enough. We are raised in lack. From the time we were little kids, you've seen them at the store wanting something, and the parents are, we can't afford that, we can't afford that. And so the kids grow up thinking, I can't afford that, I can't afford that. And when they become adults, they never seem to be able to have enough money. They never seem to be able to get out of the lack. Lack affects other aspects of our lives, too. We have beliefs about lack that affect love. We are always looking for that special someone and always afraid that we'll never find them or that there's not enough to go around. All the good ones are taken. You know, those kinds of things that we hear, that's all a reflection of lack. Lack can be very insidious in our lives. Think about your life. Think about the things that you say. Think about what you allow yourself to receive. Because those beliefs in lack actually block us from allowing the things that we want into our lives. I mean, if you believe that you are never supposed to have enough, then you will not allow yourself to have enough. That is how the beliefs create what we experience. it's really interesting, this whole spiritual path that I've been on for all of these years, and the things that I'm seeing, things that I've been looking for, it seems like forever. And I'm seeing a lot of it now, and I'm seeing it in my life, and I'm seeing it in the lives of others. And, you know, because I ask my angels, my guides for clarity. I really want to understand. I want to understand how these things affect me, how they are affecting other people, how they are affecting the world. And lack is one of those things that is just pervasive throughout all layers of our society. Even people who are multimillionaires can still have that lack in their lives. They could believe that they're not ever going to be loved and accepted for who they are, that they will be judged by the amount of money they have, or that they have to keep their guard up because people will try to use them and blah, 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 blah. And that's all based in that lack. There are people who are working to have a kind of self-sustaining life, and that's absolutely wonderful. But a lot of those people are coming from that lack, that fear that one day something will happen and there won't be enough, and so they need to have their own little garden, their own little stockpile of stuff so that they will not lack. We find ourselves doing a lot of things based in that fear that there won't be enough. Well, when you start making that transition in your life, when you start coming from your inner guidance, your intuition, your knowing of God, then you begin to realize that there is more than enough, and you will always be provided for. You will always be taken care of. I mean, if you really look at it logically, and some people love the logic, so we'll go with logic. You look at it logically. We're talking about trusting in God. He was able to create universes. God created everything in this world. Everything you see, everything you feel, everything you touch, everything you experience was created by God. And yet we don't trust God enough to allow God to take care of us. We have been taught so many things that keep us afraid, alone, lacking. And those are just the false beliefs that we have about what is possible, even about our own potential. I talk to people sometimes, people who have, you know, they've been through college, they have multiple degrees, and you would think, okay, they've done it, they have it all, and they'll tell you, well, I lack the credentials in this particular area. So they're gaining all of this education, all of these certificates and degrees and all of this stuff because they're afraid that they lack something. The thing about lack is lack never goes away. As long as you keep thinking that you lack something, you will always lack something because you keep feeding lack. And so we need to learn to step out of lack and step into abundance. And I know that just sounds so wonderful to live in a world that is so incredibly abundant that everybody has everything that they possibly want, which is actually where we do live. We just don't see it because we have these beliefs that say we lack things. Now, letting go of these beliefs and changing your mindset to one of allowing yourself to have more can be a little daunting because this is a very deep-seated belief. And it starts with our belief in a separation from God. We think we lack God. And as long as we believe that, we can't trust, we can't allow, we can't embrace the blessings, the gifts that God is willing to give to us. Because we think we lack that. So how does one change one's beliefs about lack? Well, the interesting thing about it is that it's not just a one-time thing. And actually, there are a lot of our beliefs that are not just a one-time thing, but particularly lack, because there's so many different beliefs connected to it. Even when you've done Infinity Healing for releasing lack, it's going to take a long time because you have so much stuff attached to that belief. Now, the Infinity Healing is going to work. It's going to work its way through all of that stuff, but it's not going to be instant. So when you are looking at your life and wanting to change your beliefs about lack, then realize that this is not a quick fix. Yes, it will begin to work the moment that you do it, because Infinity Healing does that. It always starts working the moment you start it. But don't expect, you know, huge differences immediately. Although some people do have huge differences immediately. It depends on the person. That's why the things that we are learning, the things that we are releasing, is kind of a lifetime endeavor. Because we have so much stuff that we've accumulated over the years. I mean, I sometimes just look at the stuff that I am letting go of, the beliefs that I have had, the beliefs that have been so incredibly important to me, not because they were actually beneficial, but because I believed that I was supposed to have them. I was supposed to keep them. They were supposed to last forever. And when I let them go, sometimes I feel like, okay, who am I now? Because it was such a big belief in my life. It was part of my identity. And when you let them go, you feel like, okay, I don't know who I am, which is only temporary. I can tell you that that goes away and you begin to readjust to who you are. And it's the same thing with the lack, with letting that go, with starting to see the abundance in your life, starting to allow yourself to have more. And I've been working on the lack with Infinity Healing for like 6 months now. And there's just There's so much stuff that's come up around that. And I'm seeing it now more and more. Like if I go to the store and I decide I want something, then there's still sometimes all those little lack voices that come in and say, you can't because, you know, whatever reason, it's decided I'm not supposed to have enough to get what I desire. And so I've done some clearing on releasing that whole phrase of I can't afford it, because I don't need that. And now I say, I can afford this. I'm choosing not to buy it right now, but I can afford it. And that puts me in a whole different vibrational energy that opens me up to accepting my value, my worth, to not letting the amount of money in my purse determine who I am and what I can have. So when you work at letting go of those fears, the fears about not having enough, the fears that it's not going to work out, that you have to work hard, that you have to worry, that you have to have all of these certain attitudes about yourself, about your capabilities, about your deservedness, then you start opening up to allowing yourself to live a bigger, greater life. And, you know, that's part of the beauty of it all. That's part of the beauty of life. That's why we're here, to learn the truth of who we are, to experience more. I have developed a meditation for releasing lack. And the people who have been through Infinity Healing and are members of the group that I have on Facebook have access to that meditation. And I've seen some amazing results with some of those people who've done that meditation, and it's like opening their eyes, giving them freedom. And it really has an amazing effect. Now, if you want to have access to that meditation, you can schedule a free discovery session, which means it won't cost you anything except 20 minutes of your time. And once you have that discovery session, then if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, I can put you in that group. And there are things in that group that you would have access to that other people don't have access to. You know, that's the group of people who are committing to taking the steps to changing their lives. So I gift them with different things to assist them because they're serious about making these changes. So if you decide you want to have access to this lack meditation to see if it'll make a difference in your life, then go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and schedule a discovery session. You get to pick the day and the time, and we get together and we work on whatever issues it is you want to work on. And then if you friend me on Facebook, you can join the group. And you can have access to other people who are also on this path, also working to learn about themselves and their lives. And it's a place where you can ask questions and gain the knowledge that is there for you. It's really funny to me how many people don't do this because, again, they think they lack time. When the reality is you have more than enough time. But that old lack stuff coming back, and it keeps coming up and limiting our lives. So it's time to let that go. It really is time to let that go because we don't need to live in lack. We don't need to keep ourselves from having a life that we can truly love, truly enjoy every single moment of it. Because that's really what God wants us to have. God wants us to enjoy our lives, to know that there is an abundance of everything that we desire, to know that there are no limits placed upon us. And that in and of itself can just seem kind of scary. Because we actually believe that those limits keep us safe. That those limits are important in our lives. And we live our lives that way. But if you're always living your life from the need to be limited, then you really can't expect yourself to be joyful and blissful, because you are living in your limits. Lack is one of those limits. So, what is it that you are letting lack run in your life? I mean, really think about it. Do you lack time? Do you lack money? Do you lack friends? Do you lack love? Do you lack a dog who insists on going outside whenever I'm on the phone? If you do, I have one. But what is it that you lack? What is it that you believe is holding you back in your life? And realize that this is something that you have created. It's not that there's actually a lack of anything, because there isn't. But you have decided that you lack something. And that lack is keeping you from the abundance, from the joy, from the opportunities to be more, to do more, to have more, to embrace your own life. So where are you allowing lack to rule you, to run you, determine what you have, what you can never have? Remember, these are all your beliefs. This is all your doing. And I don't say that so that you're going to feel bad about yourself or bad about your choices or bad about anything. I just want you to be aware of what you are creating in your life, aware of what you are doing in your life, aware of who you are being in your life. And when you have that awareness, then you can actually make better choices. And you can decide whether or not you want to stay with the old beliefs about I don't have or I can't because, or if you want to move forward, if you want to experience the abundance, if you want to experience the truth of who you are, of what your life is all about. And that's the important thing to remember. You are learning your truth. And the more you open up to those truths, the more you allow that truth, the more you are stepping out of those false beliefs, those old beliefs that were holding you back, those old fears that were running your life. And we do get into situations where we do allow our fears to run our lives, because that's what we were taught. That's probably what your parents did. And now you're all grown up and you're making your own choices. And those fears are coming up and saying, no, 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 you have to listen to us. After all, your parents are the ones that taught you this, and you know they only taught you what was right. And I'm not saying your parents ever taught you anything wrong. I'm telling you that they taught you what they had been taught. And just because you learned it from your parents, it doesn't mean that it's actually beneficial for you to keep that belief. Because any belief in lack is a limitation that you are placing on your life. And anytime you spend your time sitting there in lack, in that worry, in, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this, or how am I going to do that, or where is this going to come from, or oh my gosh, what is going to happen in my life? Anytime you are in that energy, you're creating more of that energy. And that is not how you solve the problem. You cannot stay in the problem to solve the problem. You have to step out of it. And sometimes that's as simple as just taking a breath. And sometimes you need to go walk in nature. You need to step away from what you're worrying about. So then you can find out if there's any answers there for you. Because as long as you are in the worry, you will not see anything else. And that is always true. It's only when you step out of the worry, when you step out of the problem, when you step out of the situation that is overwhelming you, that you can find the truth, that you can see the answers, that you can allow yourself to experience more. And when you do that, then you are opening up to miracles, especially if you are taking that problem, that situation, whatever it is, and you are surrendering it to God, the angels, your guides. And I do really mean surrendering it. Because when you surrender it, it is gone. You do not think about it. You do not worry about it. It has no importance at all in your life. When you have surrendered it, it is no longer yours. And that's how you can tell whether or not you're actually letting go. Because if you keep thinking about it, you haven't actually let it go. You haven't actually surrendered it. So think about the situations in your life that you worry about, the situations that involve the lack. Why do you keep them? Why do you keep them? I'm sure you have lots of other problems. It's not like you have a lack of problems. So pick one. Pick one right now and surrender it. Surrender it to God, to the angels, whomever it is you want to surrender it to. And I will help you with that. So we will do a little bit of infinity healing. Infinity healing on letting go of lack. So I want you to think of a situation in your life that involves lack. And now, would you like infinity healing for surrendering that situation, whatever it is involving lack, so that it can be fully released and fully resolved, and you can begin to see the solutions? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And apparently someone is afraid of letting that go. So would you like an infinity healing to give you the courage to completely surrender that issue involving lack into the hands of God, into the hands of the Creator, the Source, the Universe, and completely and totally allow it to be taken away from you so that the solutions will be evident? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing those doubts in you about whether or not this can actually work, whether or not you can actually let this go, whether or not God can actually provide you with solutions. All of those things that keep you grabbing that situation back. So if you'd like an infinity healing to release all of that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening you up and accepting the love within you, the abundance within you, the truth within you? If so, say yes. Yes. And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for beginning the process of completely and totally banishing lack from your life, from every aspect of your life, the finances, the love relationships, the jobs, the schooling, the any place at all that you are stuck in lack, to begin the process of completely and totally disconnecting you from lack? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And just feel that energy is beginning to move in you, going to all of those places where you've been storing all of those beliefs about I don't have enough, I can't have enough, this can't work because, and all of that stuff. And it's just dissolving it, letting it go. And remember, this will be an ongoing process. Once you've started it, it's going to continue until it is complete. And lack may take a long time to complete because you deeply believe in lack. But we've started the process of letting that go so that you can experience something different. So that you can start to experience the abundance in your life. So would you like an infinity healing for allowing you to accept miracles, lots and lots of miracles of abundance, big and small and medium size, it doesn't matter, just lots and lots of miracles showing you the abundance that is there for you, opening your eyes to abundance, allowing you to live in the more instead of the lack? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And the more we allow ourselves to experience the abundance, to experience the miracles, the magic of life, the better, the easier life becomes. And sometimes you get a glimpse of what's possible. And then it goes away and you think, how am I going to get that back? I won't go back to that. So would you like an infinity healing for making it easy for you to live in the world of possibilities? To live in the world of knowing that you really are provided for? And that everything is okay. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening you up to loving yourself? To stepping out of all of those old judgments about you and stepping into the truth, which is you are loved, you are deserving, you are worthy, and it is okay for you to love you. If so, say yes. Yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. So when you look at yourself, what filters are you seeing yourself through? The beliefs that we have become filters in our lives. And that's why several people can look at the exact same thing and see something totally different. I was shown an example of that this weekend. I was in a group and we were doing a meditation, and the leader of the meditation was, you know, leading us down this trail through the woods, and we were finding these different items, and each item had a meaning. And so after the meditation, everyone went through and told what they saw. We were all given the exact same instruction, but everyone was having a different experience. Everyone was seeing things through their filters. And that's how we do it. That's how we live life. That's why everybody's life is not the same, because we have those filters. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing and removing the filters that are not for your highest good? If so, say yes. Yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. And so know that you are a work in progress. Each and every one of us is. That's part of the beauty of life, the fact that we are getting to change. We are getting to evolve. We are getting to become more. And the only limitations in our lives are the ones that we have placed there. Time for us to wake up. It's time for us to realize that we don't have to have all of those limitations that we have put on ourselves, that we have put on our finances, that we have put on our love lives and our education and our careers and every other aspect of our existence. We don't need them. We can let them go. So would you like an infinity healing to shake up your life, to make you aware of your limiting beliefs so that you can let them go? If so, say yes. Yes. 3 nice deep breaths. And know that if you said yes to this, then things are changing. And they are not going to just go back to the way that they were. You are not going to be able to just sit where you've always sat and just feel sorry for yourself, because you asked to have it all shaken up. And it's going to shake up. And all you have to do is let it go. And sometimes that's so incredibly hard for us, because we have to think about it and analyze it. So would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to let go? Allowing yourself to just let go. If so, say yes. Yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. That one's got energy running up my back. Sometimes it seems like that's the hardest thing in the world for us to do. Because we're afraid that if we don't think about it, if we don't worry about it, if we don't obsess about it, then how is it going to get taken care of? We have to do that in order to fix it. And that's one of those false beliefs that we've been taught. So if you'd like an infinity healing to let go of those whole beliefs that you have to worry about it, that you have to figure it out, that you have to be the one to fix it, that you are the only one who can do this, and you are so totally responsible, and you are going to screw it up, or you have screwed it up in the past, all those ways that you take that lovely stick and beat yourself up about things. If you'd like to let that go now, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. So you're beginning to step out of lack. And what are you stepping into? You are stepping into abundance. You are stepping into more. You are stepping into trust. You are stepping into love. And if you'd like an infinity healing to help you step into all of the positive things that are there for you in your life, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And sometimes we believe that we have to have problems. We really do have to have problems. If we don't have problems, then how do we grow? How do we evolve? There has to be problems. So would you like an infinity healing to take some of the pressure off you? To take off the need to create problems, to allow yourself to grow and to learn through any experience, and it doesn't have to be a problem. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. One of the things that I found in my life is that the more I am being of service to others, the more I am learning through what they are experiencing. So I don't have to have problems of my own. Just by working with other people on their issues, I am learning lessons for me, as well as assisting them and learning what they need to learn for themselves. So you don't actually have to have your own problems. And you can ask to be guided to things to read, videos to watch, things on YouTube, summits that are on, you know, the internet and all of these different places with all of this different information. And if you pay attention to the ones that resonate with you, then you don't actually have to have the problem in order to have the solution. So if you'd like an infinity healing to make it easier for you, the solutions, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting out of the rut. Because we've done things a particular way for so long that that's all we think about. That's all we believe is possible. What we've done in the past. And there is more to life than your past. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing your past releasing the chains and the ropes and the entanglements of your past, so that in each moment you are starting anew. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. I play this game called, I think it's Word Streak with friends or something like that. It's like Boggle. So if you've ever played Boggle, it's like that, only it's on the my cell phone. And it's a lot of fun, and I really enjoy playing this game. And there's an aspect of this game where you're in these tournaments, you know, and it pairs you up against these other people. And everybody is at a different level depending on how long they've been playing and how good they are. Well, actually, your level depends on how many games you've played. It has nothing to do with how good you are. But before you begin the challenge of playing, you know, your little Boggle part with this person, they show you this person's history. They show you how many words they usually make, how many points they usually get, how their score is for each time they play the game. And it only takes 2 minutes to play the game. And at first, I would look at this information, and I found myself looking at it and making assumptions about what was possible for me based on how good this computer is saying that this person is. And my guidance had me start covering up that part of the screen for, you know, a few seconds that it was there, because I was basing my ability to achieve on how good their past was. And I thought about that and thought, it doesn't make any sense. Because I have played against people who had incredible high scores in the past, you know, and they were just absolutely phenomenal. And I've beaten them. I've come out ahead of them. And it's because when I focus on me, on what kind of scoring I want to have, in what I'm showing myself, then the other person becomes unimportant. And I really don't care whether or not I win or lose, because it's my opportunity to show me what I can do. And since I've done that, my scoring has gotten higher. And it really doesn't matter to me whether or not I win against these people. And the interesting thing about this game is that when you're doing this tournament, you play for tickets. Well, you get a spin every day where you can get tickets. And when I first started out, of course, I had like, I think you start out with like 25 or maybe 50 tickets. And so there was a little time in there where I was thinking, okay, I've got to get more tickets. I've got to get more tickets. And I had this fear that I was going to run out of tickets. And when I let that fear go, it was amazing. Now I have almost 500 tickets. And you only need one ticket per game. So, you know, I could sit there and play 500 times now and lose every single time. But you also get more tickets if you win the tournament. And I was looking at my statistics, because you can look at your statistics on this game, and I win 10% of the time. So 10% of the time, I'm getting 5 tickets. And usually for every 5 games that I play, I actually win one. So I actually get the tickets back that I use. And so there really is an abundance of bringing me awareness about different aspects of my life just from playing this silly little game. It takes 2 minutes to play, because I was seeing how I was connected to the past of the people that I was playing this game with, how I was making their past important now. And that's what we do. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the connections that you have formed, for making your past or anybody else's past more important than now? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And so playing this game also shows me how we take the fun out of playing. Because that was another thing I was doing. Because I was making winning important. And it's not. I don't play it because I have to win. I actually do it because I enjoy it. I enjoy word games. I always have. I enjoy the challenge of increasing my vocabulary. I enjoy the challenge of finding these words in this jumble of letters. I enjoy stuff like that. For me, that's fun. But I wasn't experiencing the fun because I was caught up in the winning. So would you like an infinity healing to allow yourself to have more fun? To allow life to be more fun, to know that when you are having fun, it is flowing, and it is okay because everything is being taken care of, everything is being provided for. You don't need to worry, you don't ever need to go into that lack world. You can just have fun. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And so when you look at your life, when you look at the things that you are doing, the things you are experiencing, and how you feel about them, really look at how you feel about them. Because we base so much on what society thinks, but it's not really about society, it's about you. So would you like an infinity healing for opening you up to the awareness of how you feel in each moment, what you are thinking, and what you are ready to let go of? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Giving you this information, that's why I'm so quiet. Okay. So they want us to do and opening up. So would you like an infinity healing for opening you up to a miraculous life? A miraculous life filled with fun, filled with abundance, filled with love, filled with success, filled with triumphs and achievements, filled with you standing on top of that mountain with that flag planet blowing in the wind, looking out going, yes, I accomplished what I set out to accomplish. I can do this. I can always do this. If so, say yes. Yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And now the song Angels Watching Over Me is playing in my head, and I'm not sure what they want me to do with that. Oh, okay. So would you like an infinity healing for allowing your angels, whatever angels are right for you, to come into your life, to watch over you, to assist you, to connect with you, and give you the freedom to ask them for whatever it is you desire? And when I say ask them for what you desire, I mean ask them for what you desire, not ask them to undo what you don't want or to beg or anything like that. And you just ask them like you would ask another person. And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. So I want you to know that you really need to drink lots of water now because you want to make sure that your body is hydrated so that this energy can move through you easily. And this is going to begin to change your life, which is a good thing, which is what you wanted. And that's why you were doing it. So don't try to stop the changes that are occurring. And if you don't understand what's going on, of course you've got your angels. So ask them. And they will answer you in a variety of ways. Even if you can't hear them yet, they will find a way to communicate with you. They always do. Always. Because they love you. And you are important to them. And they want you to be important to you. And to be happy. And to allow yourself to live in abundance. So would you like an infinity healing to remove any fear that you have about abundance? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. So I will be back on Friday. Mike will be Peg Jones, and we will do angel readings and infinity healing and anything else we are guided to. And if you haven't had a discovery session, then definitely go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the schedule now and set up your discovery session. It's a wonderful way for you to start letting go of the things that have been holding you back and discover the truth of who you are. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and I will talk to you on Friday. Bye-bye.